Daddy Bree explained. For the very identity of Drisdo Erden. And such a fight must be won or lost alone. And yet, Mialiki bade us to return and facilitated it, and that is no small thing, even for a god.
Because she knew he would win, Wulfgar put in,
and Regis stared at him, trying to catch up to the reason. And because he won against the desires of a vengeful goddess, one Drizzt has cheated since his earliest days, Catti Bree added. This is not ended, I expect. Lolf cannot get his soul, but she will exact retribution, do not doubt.
She will try,
Regis corrected. His voice steeled, his shoulders squared. He was glad that he had kept most of his doubts private, for how trivial they suddenly seemed to him. Yes, he would like to ride beside Dorogardo and the grinning ponies once more. Those were fine years of camaraderie and adventure. And yes, of course, he desperately wanted to find Dinala again. He had been away from her for years, yet his love for her had not diminished. Indeed, it seemed to him that he loved her more now than he had when she had forced him to flee the ghost of Ebensole. But even that love had to wait, he resolutely reminded himself. He was only alive again because of this, because of Mialiki. A sharp whistle up ahead turned the trio to see Drizzt back at the bend, waving for them to hurry along. Soon after, the five had crossed into the dwarf complex. Only Drizzt had revealed his true identity. And unlike the snarling folk of Bryn Shander, Stokely Silverstream's dwarves were more than willing to hear the drow's side of the Baelor story. The guards escorted the group straight to Stokely, who was taking his breakfast in proper dwarf fashion, with a heaping plate of eggs and breads and a flagon of beer to wash it down.
"Well now," the dwarf leader greeted, rising and offering his hand to Drizzt. "Heard ye might be about. Some friends of yours came looking for ye. A monk fellow, the pretty Amber Gristle O'Moll."
"Of the Adbar O'Molls," Drizzt said before Stokely could, and the dwarf chuckled and went on.
"They came looking for ye, and surprised we were. Where ye been, elf? Near to 20 years gone by."
"It is a long tale, my friend, and one I am anxious to tell," Drizzt replied. "But trust me when I say that it will be the least interesting of the tales you hear this day." Drizzt nodded from Stokely to the other dwarves in the room, his look begging for some privacy.
"Bah! But ye ain't to be trusted, Drizzt," said another of the dwarves in the room,
a mining boss named Junkie.
"That's what them of the towns are saying."
"Then them of the towns are stupid," Brunner retorted.
"We need to speak with you," Drizzt said quietly to Stokely. "On my word, and on the graves of Brun—" He paused and flashed a little grin. "On the graves of Bonico Battleaxe and Thibeldorf Puent," he corrected. Stokely nodded, considered the words for a moment, then waved the other dwarves out of the room. As soon as they were gone, Drizzt stepped back and swept his arm out toward the other four standing at his side. "You know my friends not, and yet you do," Drizzt said.
"Eh?"
Stokely looked them over, shaking his head, then focusing mostly on Brunner, as would be expected. Soon his inspection became more than a simple perusal, though, for there seemed a spark in the clan leader's eye, as if he should know this young dwarf standing before him but couldn't quite place him. He silently echoed the name Drizzt had just spoken.
"Might that I should be introducing myself as Bonigo Battleaxe," Brunner said.
And Stokely scrunched his face up with confusion and fell back a step. And his face unwound as the blood drained from it, as his jaw began to inevitably drop open. "I give to you, King Brunner of Clan Battlehammer," Drizzt said.
"It cannot be,"
Stokely breathed.
"Ain't ye seen enough craziness in your life to believe a bit more craziness?" Brunner asked with a great harumph and a derisive snort. Stokely moved up to stand before him, studying him closely. Stokely had never known King Brunner at the age of this dwarf before him, of course, for Brunner was much older than he. But poor flummoxed Stokely wasn't wearing an expression of denial on his face.
"I seen ye die in Gontalgrim," Stokely said. "Put a stone on your cairn meself." "And ye was in Mithril Hall when Gandalag came back after 1,000 years of deadness."
Stokely tried to respond, but flapped his lips indecipherably for several heartbeats.
"But I seen ye die," he tried to explain. "More personal this time." "Aye, ye did. And now I'm back. Been back to Gontalgrim, too, and going that way again, don't ye doubt. Any of your boys been there since the fightin'?"
Stokely continued to stare at him and didn't seem to register the question for many heartbeats. Then he cleared his throat nervously and shook his head.
"No! Them halls be a long walk through the Underdark, and the way's full of damned drow."
He paused and looked at Drizzt.
"Words that them drow have taken over the lower tunnels." "Aye, they have," said Brunner. "Ye meanin' to do something about that?"
Brunner nodded, but looked to Drizzt, who was shaking his head emphatically.
"Might. In time,"
Brunner explained to Stokely.
"King Brunner will rouse Clan Battlehammer, then." "Much to do, much to do," said Brunner. "And I'm asking ye now not to be spreading word of me return. If ye be who ye say ye be, more an order than an ask,"
Stokely remarked.
"If I be who I say I be, and I do, then I'm asking as a friend, and not telling ye as your king."
The two exchanged a long look then, both slowly nodding. Then Brunner stepped back to introduce the others, but before he even started, Stokely rattled off their names. Any dwarf of Clan Battlehammer needed no introductions to the companions of the hall.
"What a glorious day it be,"
Stokely said soon after, as the shock began to wear off.
"Ah, but why, I'm wantin' to ask. But it's not to matter. Only that it be. But King Brunner's back from Moradin's Hall in Dwarfholm. A good day for Clan Battlehammer."
Brunner did well to hide his wince at the reference to Dwarfholm, enough so that Stokely didn't catch it. Drizzt did, though he wasn't sure what it meant. He looked to Catti Bree, who had similar